Christ our perfect pattern physically, May 17. When he reviled not. Who, when he was reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, 1 Peter 2:23. How often we feel that we have been dealt with unjustly, that things have been said concerning us that were untrue, and that we have been set in a false light before others. When we are thus tried, we shall need to keep strict guard over our spirit and our words. We shall need to have the love of Christ, that we may not cherish an unforgiving spirit. Let us not think that unless those who have injured us confess their wrongs, we are justified in withholding from them our forgiveness. We should not accumulate our grievances, holding them to our hearts, until the one we think guilty has humbled his heart by repentance and confession. However sorely they may have wounded us, we are not to cherish our grievances and sympathize with ourselves over our injuries. But as we hope to be pardoned for our offenses against God, so must we pardon those who have done evil to us. When we are reviled, how strong is the temptation to revile in return. But in doing this, we show ourselves as bad as the reviler. When tempted to revile, send up a silent prayer that God will give you his grace and keep the tongue in silence. Jesus has given us an example that we should follow in his steps and manifest compassion and love and goodwill toward all. Let us cultivate a kind spirit, a spirit of forbearance and tender, pitying love toward those who, when under temptations, have done us grievous wrongs. If possible, let us heal these wounds and close the door of temptation by removing every barrier the wrongdoer has erected between himself and us. The Lord delights to bestow his blessings upon those who will honor him, who will acknowledge his mercy and show that they appreciate his love to them by manifesting the same gracious characteristics to those around them.